Now, we had an interesting discussion on the show yesterday about family disputes involving farmland and the inheritance of land within families, which is, of course, at the centre of discussions once again in Ireland this week after that tragic incident in North Cork at the end of last week. And Martin was on our show yesterday to point out that we never usually hear of cases of serious family rows over wills and cases of who'll inherit the greengrocers or who takes over a local post office. It seems different within farming families. So why is this, he was asking. Well, one lady contacted us following our piece yesterday, and she wanted us to tell the story of her mother, who returned to the family property, the home family property in County Donegal after many years, but who was never treated correctly, she feels, by her family, and who suffered greatly as a result. So here's this lady's mother's story. It is a very personal one, so we've altered her voice to protect her identity.
I was saying, like, you know, how horrible it is the way people, you know, look at, you know, the land is more important than people. And I know with my own experience with my mom, it nearly killed her, like, you know, that her own relatives and that, when she moved back from Dublin to Donegal, because that's the only place she wanted to come home to after my dad died, that they were very reluctant to even let her buy a little plot of land which she was entitled to where she lived when she grew up. But her brother had her signed papers, and he got everything, which my mom never questioned or anything, because she never really took much notice of things like that, living in Dublin for years. But when she come back to Donegal, she couldn't even pay, like, you know, just to even buy a little plot of land on her brother's land, even just to have a mobile home or build a little bungalow or something. You know, and she ended up having to spend all her money just renting a bungalow nearby, just so she could be near family, you know, which, you know, I always found very upsetting, because she always had this, she had them on a pedestal. Family wouldn't treat you like that, you know. But it was all to do with the land. They didn't want to let her just build a little place. And they had loads of land, and they have, right here in Donegal, like, you know.
Was it a falling out in the family, or was that just the way it worked back then?
Well, there was no feud or anything going on. It was just when my mum had to move to Dublin with my dad when we were little, you know, because that's where his job was, to earn money. We spent a lot of time in Dublin, and when my dad died, she always wanted to come back to Donegal. And of course, she was entitled to a little piece of a plot of land where she lived. And the thing is, I can't say the name of. The thing is, if I say where it is, people will know what I'm talking about. So it's very awkward to say, but it's in Donegal anyway. I don't know whether to say to you where it is.
You don't need to say it, where it is. It's just a general issue we're interested in, a caller. But I mean, this obsesses you greatly, doesn't it?
It does, because my mum, she died 4 years ago, and she went downhill all because of her own family, like, you know, kind of, you know, I don't know, just with all her land and that, she ended up having to spend all her money renting a little bungalow nearby just so she could see them. And it really affected her, you know, kind of, she got so depressed. And we watched her going downhill. My sister and I looked after her for 14 years until she died. And I know it was all to do with land. You know, this this thing of, you know, they want to keep all their land and didn't want to accommodate, you know, kind of even letting her build a little bungalow on a little piece of it, which she was entitled to, you know. But my mum never believed that they would do that to her, you know. And to me, like, it seems like it's going on all the time, and I often thought, I'm surprised mom didn't you know, just, they might as well have put a gun to her head, because it destroyed her. She spent her whole time in Dublin always wanting to get back home to Donegal and to be around her own family, and to me it always seemed to be they were hypocrites. They didn't it was like she was an outsider because she didn't stay in Donegal all those years, you know, and coming back, it was like you were like a visitor. You were, and she was part of the family, but because she was away so long, they didn't treat her the same, you know. She always felt like she was an outsider then, you know, when she'd come back, you know. So every time I hear anything about one killing each other about land, it just makes me feel so upset, because they might as well have, her own family might as well have put a gun to her head, because it killed her too, because she lost her will to live, you know, kind of, once you come back here, because of the way family hog on to land and don't want to share it, you know. It just upsets me, like, you know. This little poem, I'll just read it out to you. It says, blood makes you related, but loyalty makes you family. And if your absence doesn't affect them, your presence doesn't matter. And to me, I always thought that was exactly how the relatives treated my mum, you know, when she come back, you know. And it was all to do with a bit of land. That was all, you know. They just didn't want to give up a little piece of dirt land, you know, kind of, you know. And that upsets me, because that was all she wanted to do, was to come back home.